Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, You Can If You Want. The Midrash in Kohelet Rabbah tells us that the great Tzaddik, Rabbi Hanina ben Doz, was upset because he didn't have the money to present any kind of gift to the Holy Temple. Well, disappointed, he didn't have the financial means to show his love for Hashem, so he went for a walk out of town, and he saw this huge marble rock. He said to himself, wow, this would be a perfect gift for the Holy Temple. So he had a big smile on his face and now fired up with energy. So he vowed to carry that rock all the way up the hill to Yerushalayim as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, first he smoothed and he polished it and he brought that marble to this gorgeous high shine. But there's one problem though. The rock weighed about 3 tons. And Rabbi Hanina looked around for somebody to help him transport it. There was nobody there. So all of a sudden, 5 laborers came along, and they offered to deliver the rock to its destination for 100 gold pieces. You said, 100 gold pieces? Rabbi Hanina didn't have a fraction of that amount. Well, laborers walked away and says, come back when you have money, buddy. Rabbi Hanina, he didn't have any money, but he didn't despair. What did he do? He started pushing that rock himself. He shoved and he shoved and he shoved till his shoulder and his back hurt. He kept on shoving. He got to understand that rock weighed more than a GMC pickup truck, and it didn't have wheels either. But Rabbi Hanina didn't care. He believed that he could get that rock to Yerushalayim, which was a 30-mile uphill trek from where he lived. So he pushed and he pushed, and maybe the rock budged a 1/2 inch at the most. Well, all of a sudden, 5 other laborers came on the scene, and they only demanded 5 silver shekels, but they had one condition. This was much cheaper than the 100 gold pieces that the first group demanded. Conditioned on the fact that Rabbi Hanina, he gives them a helping hand. He joins the crew. Okay, so Rabbi Hanina, he agreed to it and they shook hands on the deal. It's a great deal. So together, they all grabbed the rock, and in a blink of an eyelash, Rabbi Hanina found himself in the courtyard of the Holy Temple in Yerushalayim. When he turned around to pay the laborers, there was no laborers, nobody to be found. Rabbi Hanina, he merited the help of angels. They weren't laborers. You might be thinking, that's all hunky-dory, but Hashem sends angels to Rabbi Hanina ben Doza, but I'm not Rabbi Hanina ben Doza. Don't worry, Hashem doesn't expect you to be, and he sends you angels all the time without you even knowing it. I'll share you a secret that I always tell myself. If there's an obstacle in my life that I can't budge, it's not because it's too heavy, it's because my desire is too light. You know why? It doesn't matter whether the obstacle weighs 1 pound or 10 tons. Either way, that's Hashem lifting it, not us. We're all a bunch of Rabbi Hanina ben Doza's. The prophet Isaiah says so. Open up chapter 60 in Isaiah to verse 21. And what does he say? He says, the people of your nation are all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. You hear that? Every single one of us is righteous. It's not my words. The words of prophet Isaiah. So I'll prove to you that righteous means having enough desire. Look in Parshas Shlach Lecha. The spies, they didn't inherit the land because they were afraid of the obstacles. And remember what Isaiah said? Isaiah said, the people of your nation are righteous. They shall inherit the land of ever. Means that if you're righteous, you inherit the land. But the spies didn't inherit the land because they didn't have enough desire. Were afraid of the obstacles. And they didn't believe that they could overcome the giant Canaanites. But you know something? They didn't even try. Except for Joshua and Caleb, the others didn't ask for help, didn't even try. They preferred the comfort zone of the desert. You see, Hashem provided the Jewish people with every single comfort in the desert. Under Hashem's clouds of glory, they enjoyed year-round climate control, and they ate heaven-sent bread, the manna, and they drank fresh mineral water from Miriam's well that went with them wherever they went. And their clothes were always freshly laundered and ironed, and their sandals were in perfect repair, and the children's clothes and sandals grew with them. And even though the desert was a habitat of snakes and scorpions, not a single one was ever seen in the holy camp. With such a worry-free life and a guaranteed effortless income, the Jewish people were more than hesitant to deal with the challenges of the land of Israel. They have to grow their own crops and raise their own wheat and make their own bread. What's more, they already had bitter memories of the war with Amalek that we learn about in Parshat Beshalach. And they were certainly wary of the battles that would await them in the context of conquering the land of Israel. Who needs the hassle, they thought. The problem is that nothing worthwhile in life is a free ride with no obstacles. You can't be a champion without getting hit. And there are plenty of obstacles on any road to the top. Only a couch potato with a Coke and a bag of potato chips in one hand and his eyes glued to the TV lacks obstacles. But do you want the body or of a brain of a couch potato? Nobody with any self-respect wants that. The Gemara in Tractate Brachos 5a tells us that Hashem gives three wonderful gifts to Israel, all of which come with a big price tag of obstacles. The first is Torah, the second is the land of Israel, and the third is a world to come. They don't come for free. The more something is precious, the greater the price tag and the greater the obstacles in attaining it. And to overcome those obstacles is only one way. We have to have desire. Because one way or another, that's Hashem doing it. And what we're doing is not our effort, not kochi votzam yadi, not the might of my right hand. It's only our desire. And we become winners and champions by way of desire, not by way of mental effort, not by way of physical effort, only the desire. Because with desire, we break down all the boulder-sized barriers that stand in our way of getting close to Hashem. All we have to do is to provide the desire, and Hashem does all the rest. So don't ever forget that you can do anything if you want to bad enough. So God bless and much success.